This is the Valley Outdoors, and we are glad to have you guys with us today. In the house, we've got Donald.
I'm here.
Ava.
Hello.
And me, whoever me is. And we are collectively going to have a fantastic show. Lots of cool topics, and I'm sorry, we have a deer hunting sin that we have to talk about, and you guys are not going to believe this. We want your input. We'll hear about it. Put it up on Facebook, but you got to hear the story. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Guys, I think we're going to have maybe enlightening or lively.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah. So before the break, I alluded to a deer hunting sin, and it has to do with when you get your venison and getting it processed, what do you have processed? Now, we're going to bring that story in after we go for our first break coming up. But I'm telling you guys, you have to hear this. It's unacceptable.
You know, it's a little sad, though, because the guilty or the accused is not here to defend themselves.
Doesn't have to be.
The better half is.
Doesn't have to be.
Well, the better half is the one that's...
Yep.
See, and we'll get there.
We'll get there. We don't need to go there. We will get to that point. However, you are not going to want to miss this. This is... I call it radio gold. This is awesome. So, moving right along, we've teased that enough. When we had a cold snap earlier in northern Minnesota this year, there was somebody that decided that the ice was thick enough going up in northern Minnesota to drive a vehicle on.
This year already?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Now, that falls into the can't fix stupid situation. How about we just be smart for a change, and the fish are going to be there in a week. They're not going anywhere.
Or 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Whatever the case is, when the water is cold enough to freeze to create enough ice, don't drive your vehicle out until it's absolutely safe, because it's just dumb.
It's not worth the risk. So,
no.
You know, I'm not a big ice fisherman. So, and that's one of the reasons is I just don't trust the ice. Now, guys that do it a lot, really love it. We're going to probably have some guests on here throughout
next
month or two that are very big into ice fishing, and all the power to them. But
I totally agree. But granted, Don, what you mean is early ice fishing, because late, you know, from let's say January on, almost you're fine to go out anywhere. Pretty much, it's fine. But early season, when people start to push it, no thanks. Use boats. Come on. Use a boat. Use a punk stick, or, you know, your stick, your steel poke.
Yeah.
So you can check your depth. Use this common sense. Use the spikes in your jackets. Use the simple things that you're going to be okay with. If you put a life jacket on, inflatable life jacket, whatever it might be that's going to keep you afloat so you're able to get out of the ice more easily. All the things that you can really follow. So I know it may be premature for some of you folks to think it is, but in no time flat, it's going to be marginal, and I'm thinking in less than a week, there's going to be some...
There'll be stories.
There'll be some solid-looking ice that's out on the northern lakes. I called Chris Granrud. We're going to be talking with him next week up in International Falls about what's going on up there in Lake of the Woods area. We'll have stories. Not the ones we want to hear about, but they'll be there, so... Just don't be a statistic. It really is kind of the thought process.
I mean, so far it's been a pretty mild fall, considering.
It's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, depending on what you think is awesome. I mean, I'm a skier, so they just turned the guns on today and yesterday, full on in most of the areas. But, you know, as far as fishing, people like to ice fish, and cold weather moves deer, and, you know.
So right, right.
All that goes with it. Speaking of deer, Don, I couldn't miss this. This is amazing to me. Hunting season in Michigan, a buck took shelter inside a Michigan church on opening day. Sturgis, Michigan, a 10-point buck sought sanctuary inside a southern Michigan church on opening day of state's firearm deer hunting season. Pastors at Grace Sturgis Church encountered a buck inside the church auditorium on Monday before it leapt through a window and back into the wild. They have a video of it posted on Facebook, so if you want to look it up.
I've seen it.
It shows the buck wandering around the church. Pastor Amanda and Luke Eicher and Justin Wicke erected barricades in a hallway to try and keep the animal from the rest of the church. At one point, it climbed the stairs into the balcony. I was shocked how high it could jump, Amanda said. I was also amazed how big he was. The buck didn't appear to have any gunshot wounds and was bleeding just a bit from what appeared to be cuts from the glass and the window. Besides the broken window, the only other damage was bloodstains on the carpet. We all need reasons to laugh, especially with the hard seasons from the past 2 years. I'm glad we could provide some laughs.
Yeah, it was a nice buck, too.
No question.
They literally had to open up a window. It was the only way he could figure out how to get out of there.
And isn't that crazy?
It went right through the window, no problem.
And to me, when you look at something like that, you think, how in the world did it get in?
Right. Yeah, it's like I just saw they had a video of about a 400-pound black bear that come into a gas station.
Oh, you mean my story that's coming
too.
Up later?
Oh, you got that there, too.
Oh, okay. Good. Great minds, right?
Hey, you know, the bears say, thank heaven for 7-Eleven, too, you know.
Yeah.
Also, we would be remiss. I just happened to pull this up. One of the seasons we have coming up, of course, you can check it out on our the Valley Outdoors page for the seasons, but muzzleloader's coming up the 27th,
yes.
And that goes through the 12th, and of course archery goes through the end of December. Those are still going on. Seasons are still continuing on, and should be good now that the weather's getting a little blustery, and the deer will start to move, saying, hey, we got winter coming. I better start doing some moving and getting on with that side of the fence. So that's going to be good. And Don, you had somebody that recently, we'll carry this story past the break or after the break, but somebody was chasing a buck for a while?
Oh, yeah. I had a friend that had some photos here just the other night of one of his workers that her father had been watching this buck now for 4 years. And he had, along with the photos, he finally got the buck. It was like a 16-pointer. And he had the sheds from every year.
Oh, my gosh.
So he spent half the summer
That's cool.
looking for the shed. So he's got a photo of the big buck with all these sheds.
That's going to be a cool mount, my guess.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And, he's been looking for this big fella for 4 years. And
that's impressive. I haven't heard a story like that where you're able to get all 4 years in that. So, well, hang tight, guys. We're going to be coming back. We're going to talk about the unforgivable deer hunting sin that you are not going to want to miss. Stay tuned. Be right back.